Once and Future Time. What has come to the ancient clans of the earth that they have withered within such a short recent time? So many great nations of nature are gone, and their few remaining survivors are tolerated or treasured as rare curiosities. The earth-shaking herds are stilled, and sun-blotting flocks are silent. Their nations died without prayers. There was no one to bury their hearts in the ground. There were no rituals, nor offerings of tobacco, acorns, or maple to placate the spirits, to entice them back. The spiritual account was ignored, and the net loss was extinction. Obsolescence and progress are the defining terms of this age that relegates old people to nursing homes and barricades ancient cultures in reservations. The earth's time is measured in great ages. So long are these ages that there are as many years in them as there are hairs in the coat of a great moose. This age we are living in now has lasted for a very long time. This terrible age, where evil overcomes good most of the time, is nearing its end. For each year that passes of this age, the moose loses a hair from his coat. And now, he only has a few hairs left on the tip of his tail. When the last hair falls, this age will end, and a new age will begin, in which good will overcome evil. Jean Neptune, Penobscot Governor, early 1800s. There will be many signs to tell that this age is about to end. Animals that have disappeared will return to dance again upon the earth. Ancient languages will be remembered and spoken, and everyone will understand their words. People will return to old ways and embrace them as though they are ancestors. Many wonderful signs will tell of the coming dawn of the good red and blue days. There will even be signs in the sky. An eagle will land on the moon and perch there for all nations to see. Sagagawea, the Shoshone, early 1800s. All good Indians will dance and pray all the time. They will not drink alcohol or gamble or fight. They will love one another and all people. Then, when the new day comes, it will rain very hard. The earth will turn to mud. Everything that is bad will sink down in the mud. All that is good will emerge from the mud. All people with good hearts, all animals and plants, all the good people who have died. Wovoka, the Paiute Messiah, 1890. In my sleep, I dreamed. In my dream, I awakened. I turned to my side and saw the morning sun shining through a dew-covered spiderweb. So beautiful it was. It was filled with sparkling color, a million tiny lights in a hand's breadth. Beyond the web, the world was different and filled with wonderful sights. I can't remember them all. As the sun rose, it glowed blood red in the sky. I looked closer at the web and saw a black and yellow spider repairing a tear in the web left by an insect that got away. The spider stopped and stared at me. It spoke to me in a tiny, sweet voice and said, "This is a dream net. It only lets good dreams through. This hole was left by the dream you are dreaming now." Then I awoke to a gentle breeze blowing from the east. Tsimitsuwa, Abenaki, 1949.